Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 4 Home Fit Advantage Sports Talk. This is up for discussion. As you know, our motto is our home, our field, your advantage. And as Rashad said, you better take advantage. Mr. Davis, Rashad, he is not in today. Think he got swung on by that African? Yeah, hopefully Rashad will be back next week, man. He ain't having no Geno Smith problems. If he is, we're going to talk about him. We're going to treat him like trash for it. Anyway, how you doing, Mark?
Man, I can't complain about nothing, man. I'm good.
I ain't going to go into details, man, but big announcement is coming. Big announcement is coming soon. Stay tuned. You know, we always like for you to be a part of the show. So if you want to be a part of the show today, you can call in at 347-215-9490. That's 347-215-9490. 94.90. Enjoying the show, man. Just really quick, man. I had to. The New York media is horrible. Myself and Marla, as we prepare for the show, we like to catch up on just random sports news, and for some reason the New York Daily, I believe, decided to have. I mean, this could be a meme. But they call Geno Deflate Face.
mean.
As Marla said, Carmelo handles the New York media well.
and people don't realize that the New York media can be very malicious, especially when they got something on you or they don't like you.
Absolutely.
And Melo has been on both sides as far as being liked or not liked or decisions he's made they didn't like and they went after him, but he's always handled that stuff pretty good. Like, I won't lie to you, if I was Geno and I saw that, I probably would be, it ain't too much I can say. but I'd be a little upset, you know. I'd be sipping through my straw, like, what are you talking about? You know, but yeah, that was crazy.
Oh man. Well, anyway, man, we're gonna get into Geno's jaw and
sound like a porn.
Geno's jaw.
sound like soft male gay porn or something.
Well, this Geno looks like a turd. Is this an anal movie?
It's going to have to be. A lot of jaw action, and then they finish off back there.
Anyway, man, again, if you want to join the conversation, 347-215-9490, you can join the conversation easily. Just press 1, you'll jump into our queue. We'll talk about Geno and Nimpali a little later in the show. I've been practicing his name.
I wasn't even going to try.
I don't want to mess up his name. He one-hit a quitter, folks. Ain't got time.
Whew, he showed, if he don't work out in Buffalo, he got a career in MMA.
Man, he showed through. He already looking like, what's the old coon with the big beard that was street fighting?
Kimbo.
Yeah, he looked like the old Kimbo. He's stocky, man. Looked like he been doing pull-ups on light fixtures in the street.
Woo!
But our first story, man, we have to talk about the big story in the NFL right now. It's not Deflategate. We don't care. We've touched on that. We don't care anymore. Matter of fact, Tom Brady just needs to let it go. Anyway.
I think he's doing the right thing.
Nah, it's partly his fault. Isn't he part of the Players Association?
He is a part of the Players Association, but you got to think about it. The NFL, and I know we're getting off subject, but the NFL is a – you only get X amount of people who are going to make a bunch of money.
Okay.
I don't even know how many other players are in the NFL, but that astronomical amount of players, they're all going to vote just so it won't be a work stoppage or just so they can get out there and get their check. You got people like Brady and the court dang on every quarterback – on the roster, except probably Geno, because I don't think he makes a lot of money. But the quarterbacks that make decent amount of money and everybody that makes decent amount of money, they're going to be like, let's go.
I mean, I actually perfectly understand you on that. But at the same time, too, you're going to turn right around and then complain about this power. You know, I only give props to, and I apologize for not remembering the offensive lineman's name. One of them, two of them have said something. One has been Sean O'Hara. And they said, man, it's our fault. It's our fault. We gave him the power. This is what we're dealing with. But that's beside the point. We ain't talking about the Deflategate. We're talking about the death of the 49ers, man. They keep losing players. Recently, Aldon Smith has been released from the San Francisco 49ers team because he got arrested again.
He said he wasn't drinking this time, though.
Yeah, this
lies.
I mean, but they said he wasn't given a breathalyzer. He was given a field sobriety. I don't know what's the truth or not, but your history tells you that we should believe that that's a lie.
Yeah. I think the 49er organization made the correct choice in cutting ties with him.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, sometimes it's, you know, even if a person is in the right or wrong, you know, from an organizational standpoint, you have to make the decision to move on because there's too many black eyes that come with this, you know. So, you know, it would be different if he would have just laid low, you know, not, you know, to me, like, I wouldn't even be seen out there on the West Coast unless I had to be seen. You know, I'd be inside my, what do you call it? What do they sleep at? What do they call them? Like, I don't want to say clubhouse, cause it's not dorm.
Oh, yeah.
I'd just be in my dorm, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, but the caveat to it is that he's a young man. And, you know, when you get that free time, you know, young people want to get out there. You know, he's naturally gifted. He doesn't have to go out there and put in that 130% that, you know, maybe a sixth rounder would have to. But he got some issues, dude. Like,
yeah, I think this is his third, if I'm not mistaken, his third DUI-related arrest. That's not counting the fake bomb in the airport. And I think he got in trouble for one other thing. This kid got issues, man, and you know, we just want to have the discussion, man. We've already discussed whether or not the 49ers made the right decision, which I 100% agree. Matter of fact, when you are swift with your actions, you don't play around with it, you don't fiddle, you just quickly make a decision when stuff like this happens, you save face as a franchise. Ask the Ravens and how they dealt with Ray Rice. See, they messed that up. 49ers did right, even though that was a very, very talented.
Did the Ravens really mess that up, you think?
Yeah, because they tried to play a different way behind the scenes, different way in the media, and then he stayed on the team for a little while.
I kind of, with the Ravens situation, I fought all parties involved.
Oh, I'm not saying all parties not involved. I'm saying
I fought them, Ray Rice, because Ray Rice, he said, I hit her. I knocked out. You know, I hit her. I don't think he told, if I'm not mistaken, he didn't tell to the extent.
But see, here's the thing. What I'm saying is the reason the 49ers are coming off so well is
not only
Tom Shula, he's doing a great job. I don't know what he's going to produce on the field, but he handled this very well.
He not.
I don't think so, too. The flake face. Anyway. The 49ers handled so well because they were very quick and decisive with their actions. The Ravens were not as quick and decisive, so they had to deal with a lot of the backlash that came from Ray Rice incident. That's what I'm saying. You know, if you're a franchise, you want to handle. I mean, look at the Jets. The Jets, from what I hear, they wanted Enem Poly to actually be an up and coming, a key piece on special teams, and somebody who can get on the field a little more because he showed promise last year. They cut him instantly. He probably didn't even get to walk out the locker room by himself.
I don't think they handled it right.
They let him go.
Well, from what I'm hearing, from what I'm reading, and it's conflicting reports. You know, you have one report out there saying that dude just walked up and hit him. Then you got another report saying Geno's putting his hand in the dude's face and getting smart with him and being belligerent. And I'm tending to go more towards that one because the sources that are talking about it are sources that have been very accurate. So I'm tending to lean towards that one.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't know too many grown men that could put a finger in another grown man's face and walk away unscathed.
Whoa. We're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it in the second half of the show. But I feel you on that. That's an excellent point. Keep that in mind. We're going to go right back to that. And if you want to join in and speak about Enem Poly and Geno Smith, 347-215-9490. But back to Alden Smith.
I've always wanted an Impala.
It does sound like Impala. And back to Alden Smith. How concerned are you about him? Because you have to think about it. With this much, like, I looked at it. I couldn't even believe it. Last year, he only had 4 sacks. Of course, we know he was suspended, right?
Yeah, I mean, he can't. He missed like more than half, I think.
Yeah, he missed a lot of the season. Even with 4 sacks last season, Alden Smith averages 11 sacks a season. That's a lot to be like, you know what? I'm fed up. I'm dropping you. Are you concerned about Alden Smith?
I will be honest, from a personal standpoint, I'm not concerned with him. Only because the things I read about him, the things I see about him on TV, he doesn't come across as a sympathetic figure. So it's hard to have sympathy for someone who doesn't come across as sympathetic. But from a professional standpoint, you know, I hate to see any young person lose the opportunity at a privilege. However, it's up to him to understand that the NFL is a privilege, number one. And number two, it is a phase life. So when you keep missing 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, your window to play is only so big, and you're only going to get maybe 2 or 3 contracts, maybe 2 contracts at the most as far as big contracts.
Right.
So
you have to play it well to even get more than that. Let me see. Alden Smith is 25, so yeah.
So, I mean, he's 25, so now if he signs another contract, it will probably be a 1 year or a 2 year deal, and the 1 year will only be guaranteed.
Right.
So now that will put him at 26, and he's good enough to where the option will be picked up. That'd be 27. So he only has one more deal.
One more deal.
One more big deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So
because for a pass rusher, they're staying productive up until about 32, 33. If you're really good, 34, then that's it. Drop off.
And with him, and that's a reach within itself because Alden Smith doesn't come off as someone who's a workout warrior. He doesn't come off as someone who studies.
Mm-hmm.
He comes off as a person who's just physically gifted.
Yeah.
And, you know, Father Time is undefeated, and your gifts and tools physically always diminish. And he does not come across as a young man who has a high football IQ. So usually when you lose the physical aspects of your game, the mental takes over, and that's in any sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see it with him.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Outside of the fact that you said you're not concerned about Alden Smith, I am, because before I used to think that he was just being stupid.
I don't know him.
I'm just saying, like, before I just thought he was being stupid with his actions. Now, with this being the third DUI related, which when you get caught with a DUI, you've been drinking and driving more than that one DUI you got caught. This is
true.
The third one, which means you're doing this a lot, or
that's true.
They're tracking you. either way, those are not good for you. And if alcoholism is an issue, then yeah, I'm concerned about Alden Smith, because now it's not a issue of whether or not you be in the league. It's an issue of whether or not you'll go to the correct team. I mean, we might not even know who Chris Carter is if he didn't go to the right team.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, you can look at in baseball as well, a more recent player, if you want to, you know, relate stories, would be Josh Hamilton. Josh Hamilton had the Texas Rangers put handlers around him his first stint in Texas, because this kid was horrible as far as he got drafted by Cincinnati, or was it Tampa Bay? I think it was Tampa Bay, whichever one. But when he was with the Reds and the Rays, and this kid was out of control. And he is one of the most gifted athletes that you could ever see in your life. And he went to Texas, and they said, you know what, this kid has so much talent, we need to put handlers around him. You know, it was a mutual thing. And then, you know, Texas was like, hey, we done did so much for you, we're not going to give you all that money that you want. And he said, well, you know what, I'm going to L.A. And what happened when he went to L.A.? Well, Anaheim, I'm sorry. So he went out to Anaheim, and he wound up doing some drugs.
Some is loosely.
And he went back to Texas. They put the same handlers around him, but the caveat to it is the Angels are on the hook for the bulk of that contract. Baseball has so many amazing rules, but that's the thing I see with Alden Smith. You are correct when you say maybe he needs to go to the right organization. But, you know, a person, and I believe Josh Hamilton genuinely and truly wanted help. He always has came off as a person that screamed, I need help. Alden Smith didn't come off as that type of person to me. That's why I say, and now granted, I'm not in the locker room. I'm not in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't hang out in the gay bars he goes to, any of that stuff. I don't know, but he doesn't come off as, that's what I'm saying. I'm not concerned because from afar, he does not come off as a sympathetic figure. And that's up to him to show that he's contrite and that he, like, hey, I need help. He doesn't give me that. I mean, I watched the interview when he was walking down the street, and they was like, yeah. I mean, I ain't did that. I wasn't drunk. No, I wasn't good.
Let me ask you this question, though. Could it be that his actions are screaming for help? A lot of times, some players don't realize they need that help until it's just getting to the point where it's like, all right, we need to help you out.
Of course. I mean, but that's everybody. Everybody actions. Everybody, you go through the annals of time and look at a lot of people that's been in trouble. A lot of these guys, actions scream that they need help, but they have to want help, you know. Perfect example, I would never forget when the Falcons held some event, like the Falcons Awards ceremony at the Fox, and lo and behold, number 7 walks out, and they did an interview with him.
Oh, Lord.
And he had a little drink in his hand. Yeah. And had to, you know, they's like, when they ask him something, you feel like you're letting your fans down?
Yeah.
Whatever they ask, like, they're going to always love me.
Like, cornrows and all.
Like, what?
It was bad. Yeah, so you're right. Alden Smith has to want the help.
Yeah.
And just thinking about what he's going through, it's a shame because we know that more players deal with this, but because they're not as talented, they don't really get the help. Like, this guy is talented, and he, like you said, he may be rejecting help. Like, he could be getting offers for his assistants, and he just, you know, just not accepting it.
San Francisco has been on record as saying that they have given him help.
Oh, wow.
And put him in programs or whatever, and it just didn't work. Doesn't say you got to want it. Darryl Strawberry, another one.
Oh, man.
I mean,
yeah.
How many times did the Mets, the Dodgers, the Yankees, I mean, everybody put him in some kind of rehab program, and it just didn't work. I mean, the Dodgers the one that probably lost the most money on him. And I remember he did an interview and said, this when the fires were going on. Uh-huh. It was way back in the day. But you probably was like 7 years old. But anyway, he was like, I hope the whole city burned down. And I'm like, these are the people that are actually, he was like the highest paid player in baseball, one of them. And He barely played for them, and that's what you say, you know.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. I hope the whole city burn now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hell no!
Oh, man. I mean, okay, so let me ask you this question, because this is something that actually stumped me. With Alden Smith now being released, you know, we talked about that he needs the right team to get himself cleaned up.
What is the right team?
No, on the opposite end of that, I think that he can go to certain teams and it can really hinder him even more and send him into a downward spiral. For example, if I'm Alden Smith, do you really want to send Alden Smith to a team like the Raiders? Like, at this point, Alden Smith, like, I don't know what's going to help him except taking away the game he loves and some checks.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with him going to the Raiders. I think that the Raiders' stigma comes from their history. Right now, I mean, I think they have a really good locker room. I like Justin Tuck in that locker room. He is a legitimate, real leader. And I like Penn, the offensive lineman. He's a leader.
And they got one. They got one of Atlanta Falcons coaches. I can't remember. I think I want to say it was an offensive lineman coach from last year. Cannot remember. Cannot remember who it was. I mean, I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, I don't know of him going to a team where he's desperately needed.
Oh, you saying from like an entitlement standpoint?
Yeah.
Like oh, okay. Yeah, y'all need me.
Yeah, he's desperately needed, and it's just like, oh, my God, we get the chance to get a talent like Alden Smith. I mean, 11 sacks a year,
right?
That don't grow on trees. We are Falcons fans. We know.
Well, you got to look at it like this. I mean, what is 32 teams? All 32 teams can use Alden Smith. Like, it doesn't even matter.
That's very true.
So, you know, I can see him going somewhere like Baltimore where the tutelage of
Baltimore would be great.
You know, Ozzie Newsome, Terrell Suggs, even though Terrell Suggs has minor issues as well.
But you also got Elvis Dumervile there.
You got Elvis Dumervile, who's a great guy. I even like, Steve Smith, but I even like.
Steve Smith going to dot his I.
Yeah, Steve Smith ain't going to play that.
Yeah, but.
But what's the guy on Flacco? I think Flacco is a pretty sound leader.
He leads by example, but.
I don't think he's going to grab his face, man, yeah. But I do think behind the scenes that from stuff I have read about him that he doesn't mind speaking when need to speak or
right.
Talking to players. And, you know, he's not going to, you know, man, can't control what God. He's not going to do all that stuff, you know, for the cameras. No disrespect to Ray.
Yeah.
But
Ray still invested in that team, too, so he could offer that assistance as well. He has the – Alden Smith has to either take some time to himself, which sometimes with alcoholism, that ain't always the best thing, or he needs to go to the right team. I mean, because otherwise – if the focus of that team is not – if some of that focus of that team is not going to go into helping this kid, he's out of the league in a couple years.
Well, let me give you the caveat. He can't really take a lot of time because that's his biggest enemy is time.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what he's like financially, but my assumption, and you guys probably can, you know, correct me if I'm wrong or get on me a little bit, but – my assumption would be if he's an alcoholic, he probably got financial problems.
Barely.
Yeah. He ain't got no money.
So.
I believe, yeah. I know they talk about drugs, but alcoholism will suck you dry.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say he's probably, I don't want to say he's strapped, but does he have the amount he's supposed to have? Probably not, you know.
Not at all. Okay, so we mentioned somebody like Steve Smith who can provide leadership, even though it might be that tough love. There are rumors that Alden Smith was doing good up until him and his quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, got into it over another woman.
$600?
Well.
Oh, that's the other quarterback.
Yeah, that's Deflate Face. I'm speaking of Kaepernick. Supposedly, Kaepernick is dating or has dated recently after Alden Smith and his girl broke up. Colin Kaepernick stepped in, started knocking her off, and this is the root of why that there was an altercation between the two. Now, both of them have downplayed it. Both of them say, we're friends, we're cool, We didn't fight. Neither one of them answers when it's talking about that woman.
Right.
Is it possible that Alden Smith was doing well and something like this may have thrown him off the hinges?
It's hard to speak on it because I'm not there.
I'm saying in your best, you know,
if it was me in the situation, no, it would not throw me off.
I'm saying if you was an investigator, what would be your synopsis or, you know, you walk in first day, this is what you have to investigate.
I would say that Alden Smith is just, put it like this, when you are, you know, like when they say you are a recovering alcoholic or a recovering drug addict, that title is there for a reason. Like, you never lose that title of
good
recovering.
Point.
So, to me, it's not even about the woman. I mean, Kaepernick, I know he only got one woman because he can only read one side of the field.
Oh.
You know.
the dig. Oh. Seven's coming. Wait, seven storm? Seven storms.
So, yeah, I just look at it like that. Like, it doesn't take much for him to relapse.
Right. Right.
Any guy. I mean, because I'm going to tell you, I never thought Josh Hamilton would relapse. And he definitely proved me wrong. So, I mean, that title of recovering drug addict or alcoholic is there for a reason.
It's a strong disease that can grip the whole to you. And unfortunately, it may have Alden Smith right now. Now, Alden Smith, right now, if you're a GM, do you take a shot at him? Do you give him a second chance?
I really feel that the Texas Rangers have laid out a model. So,
and explain what the Texas Rangers did with Josh Hamilton.
All they did was they really sat down and talked to him, gave him the reel. You know, from what I've, you know, read about it in the past, this is a long time ago. So, you know, this is like 5 or 6, 7 years ago. So quote me if I'm wrong, if you call me. But from my understanding, Nolan Ryan had a long talk. Nolan Ryan and the brass of the Rangers had a talk with Josh Hamilton. And it was a realistic talk, like, hey, we need you because you're great. We see the potential in you. This kid is nicknamed a natural. Do you know how,
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie? Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got something we want. We got something you want. How can we help you? And they put handlers around. Like, this dude would go out. Just another organization that would be great for Alden Smith, because the Dallas Cowboys do the same thing.
Yes.
They put people with you at all times.
Right.
God, would you? I would love to have that job. No, Dez, put that down.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a cool job, man. All you got to do is tell somebody no and slap their hand when they pick up some crack. Hey, I got
crack.
You. So that's all they did. So I think that you put handlers around people and society also needs to stop being so naive. Everybody has an agenda.
Explain what you mean by that. Because I think I'm on the same point with you. Go ahead.
Everybody has an agenda in life. What you have to figure out is the agenda good or is it bad?
Mm-hmm.
You got something I need. I got something you need. Let's talk turkey. Let's make it happen. And that's what I think, what's my guy? Jerry Jones does that. The Texas Rangers, Nolan Ryan has done that. You just stop BSing people. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, and along those lines, we are all imperfect.
Yep.
And if you know somebody's issue, let's not talk around it because you're not helping the situation. Just be upfront with them. Look, man, I need you to stay on the field. Stay on the field with the bottle in your hand. So we're going to stick some people with you.
Yep.
If you got a problem with that, then you can't be on this team. Be more straightforward with people other than beating around the bush. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you a support system. You can call me or, you know, that probably happens all the time. You can call me anytime.
And what is night. Calling going to do?
Exactly.
Hey, Jerry, I'm drunk. Hey, where are you? I don't know.
Blame it on the goose. Got you feeling loose.
I think that's stupid. Like, I love the way people criticize Jerry Jones for being a horrible GM or whatever. Jerry Jones has probably been one of the best GMs in the past 5 years.
Absolutely.
Just because he don't make the choices that the media make. And you know what's funny? The media always dies down. You know, like when they're wrong, it just die out like it don't exist. And then with subliminally, these idiots, I'm sorry, I love the public, but some of you guys are idiots. You buy right into, Jerry Jones don't know how to draft. Why he didn't draft Johnny Manziel? Tony Romo is trash. So now you see why he didn't draft Tony Romo, Manziel. But anyway, that's another story. But that guy, yeah. he knows how to get top potential out of his players. And even if that means giving Dez Bryant a couple of babysitters, he got the money. He making the money. Why not do it?
And he has a guy like that on the field right now in Randy Gregory, who, when Randy Gregory was coming out, that's who I compare Alden Smith to. I mean, that was his NFL comparison for me, is the way he plays is just natural. It's not super fast, no wasted steps. He just naturally knows how to get to the quarterback. Like you said, that's a talent that if you want that on the field and you want it productive and you want it for 16 games, you have to be straightforward.
Yes.
There's a lot of GMs that I just don't think they would do that. Matter of fact, I would tell me if I'm wrong, but I would lean and say it may be out of the 32 NFL teams, maybe 10 GMs I trust to be able to get the most out of an Alden Smith.
As long as one is not Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly monitors his guys.
He showed it, but he's a racist.
He is not a racist.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
football is just a black person sport, and he just white man that's in charge, that's an overbearing guy, and he just run his organization like it's college, and he just got a bunch of Negroes on his team. He would run the same way if it was like the 1968 Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
For Home Field Advantage Sports Talk, do we talk that real talk? That is absolutely true. Really quick, man, when we talked about second chances, Alden Smith, you know, a lot of times people will show you their imperfections. You can agree that nobody's perfect, but yet we don't forgive people. Why do you think that we as not just fans of the sport or even that team or of the player, why are we so unforgiving?
Money.
You gotta elaborate on that one.
As a society, whenever we see someone make way more money than us, we think that they can't make any mistakes. We think that they're, you know, perfect, or they should be thinking, or they should be thinking about their money, and that's not right. Like these guys are human beings. You know what I would really challenge people, which I guess I can't really challenge people to do this, but if you ever get the time to not be in awe of athletes and really sit down and talk to athletes, they're just like you. It's a job.
Right.
They just make more money than you do, but it's a job to them. Like, I mean, these guys have been doing this stuff since they were kids. And they grow up playing the game, and they, you know, it's a job that they love. It's a job that they're passionate about, but just like how you get wrote up on your job or, you know, mistakes happen on your job, it's the same thing. It's just that it's money and media, those two things, because if the media focuses in on whatever you did, you're going to feel the wrath.
It's hard to forget when the media continues to remind you, or as they like to say, just cover the story. Sometimes that story's dead. Today, a player like Michael Vick will still get mentioned with dogs on ESPN.
Yeah.
This was years ago, long time ago. So especially if the media don't really care for you too much, they'll bring it up every chance they get. And it's sad because as long as the media is talking about it, the more that we talk about it, the more that social media talks about it, it never goes away. So in a sense, we never forgive that player.
Right. But see, the machine, which is the media, and don't get me wrong, because I know that we are part of the media, and I also know that you know, me as the multiple things I do in entertainment, I know that I need the media, but also I know how to be, you know, I know how to play the game. You know, I'm still learning, but I know how to play the game to a certain extent. The media just knows how to finagle things and to manipulate things, and that's the issue at hand. When you look at Vic, for example, I mean, Vic was in some bad situations, like the Riley Cooper situation,
yeah.
The New York Jets situation, and he couldn't speak his real. He couldn't speak from his heart.
Yeah.
You know,
he still can't. And to be honest, he may never be able to, because PETA is always lurking.
Right.
Always lurking. I remember one time when I think he went to Michael Vick went to the Jets when he just got signed to the Jets. And when they made that signing, I remember PETA's official Twitter account tweeted the Jets, and they said, well, hopefully nobody's a dog on it there. It was so many years after that. As a matter of fact, several branches of PETA accept Michael Vick because of the work he's done. And yet still, you know, there's no forgiveness there.
And the man even owns dogs now.
Oh, does Vic own dogs?
Yeah, but not like pits.
Yeah.
Like he got a dog.
Never,
but like,
never can touch a pit.
Yeah.
Ever. I don't even think he can look at a pit. Cartoon or nothing.
He look at a pit that Lethal Weapon sad music gonna start playing.
That Hulk sad music.
Yeah, so it just, I don't know, like, you know, when you got outlets like PETA and the LGB, whatever.
LGBTQ, elemental P.
Yeah, those outlets, when they can be so malicious, you know. And the thing of it is, they act like they don't do anything wrong or whatever. Like, people make mistakes, and we have to, you know, if anything, instead of tearing down, why don't you help them?
Ooh. Something, yeah. Not only do the media not do it, but the organizations don't do it. They will turn your back if there's an issue as far as PR and your talent doesn't match good enough. They turn their back on you very fast.
Yeah. You know, if anything, a lot of times in sports, I'm going to say in sports, because as far as acting, I think actors are the only one that can get away with it. Maybe singers, maybe. But as far as in sports, it's probably best to be a mid-level name.
Right, because there's not that much attention drawn to it.
Yeah, like if you're a guy who's probably made the Pro Bowl two or three times over a 12-year career, you know, and you done signed for like a $40 million contract, you know, 23 of it was guaranteed, but you get like the bulk of it because you played, and then you're going to retire, nobody's going to bother you. But if you're Lawrence Taylor and you get pulled over for, you know,
right,
having some weed in the car, which that's not his preference, is crack. but, you know, it's going to be big news. Other person get pulled over, it probably won't even make the news, you know?
Right.
Only way they will make the news is they kill somebody or if they die.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think back to people like Patrick Kearney.
He was lucky he wasn't a big name. Because from what I remember about Kearney, was it Kearney, Dronette? Was Chuck Smith there? No.
With all them? Kearney was a rookie at the time.
No. Was he a rookie?
Yeah, while Chuck Smith was there, yeah.
No. When his situation.
It was early in his career, so Chuck Smith possibly was there.
But that whole situation had was alleged rape, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
If he was Jesse Tuggle in the Atlanta media, he would have got ate alive.
Yeah, he would have. Would have.
No. Wasn't early, because matter of fact, he went to Seattle that same year. That helped him, that he got out of here.
Was that the case?
Yeah, check it out.
If anybody got any information on Patrick Kearney, who was a former defensive end for the Atlanta Falcons.
Alleged rape.
He had an alleged rape.
Rape.
Call in 347-215-9490. Let's talk about it. We want to know the details about that situation. We don't even know details about it.
Nope. It was at his house. Alleged rape.
I'm trying to think of who else. Dante Stallworth's situation didn't gain as much traction.
And he killed somebody.
He killed somebody.
Leonard Little.
Leonard Little.
And they fired that's one of the cases I've always been pissed off about. They fired the cameraman because the cameraman didn't want to take a picture of the man, and you killed the man's wife. I wouldn't want to take a picture. Yeah. You're lucky I don't want to shoot you.
Marlon's talking in reference to the St. Louis Rams. Their cameraman got fired from his job because he did not want to take a picture of his wife's killer, who Leonard Little was an alcoholic.
Yes.
Was an alcoholic, drunk driving, killed somebody.
You think I'm going to say, all right, guys, smile. I would have had like a little 22 in that mud and pointed at his head like them spies be doing, like, hey, somebody shot him. No, like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know, like, but if that was Donovan. Because Donovan McNabb, no, I take that back, because Donovan's been in trouble twice for DUI.
But that's recently, though, after his career. It's a little
different. So
if he was playing, I think that it will be a bigger deal.
Okay.
Now it's not a big deal because, I mean, nobody watch Fox Sports.
I don't know. So I won't lie because I get so tired of ESPN repetitiveness. Because I really just watch ESPN to get updates.
Right.
I don't watch it for the content.
Right.
Sometimes I'll watch Fox just to get the updates.
Listen, Randy Moss, West Virginia, Rand University.
That boy, that's a country brother
Donovan,
right there.
Donovan, you don't know what you be talking about. Hey, come on back here and drink some of this Hennessy from Rand University.
That is a country brother.
But when we talk about players that have been forgiven or haven't been forgiven, I wonder why sometimes. Like, for me, has Kobe Bryant been forgiven for his for what he did?
What you going to say for his sin?
Yeah, I was going to say his sin. Sodomy.
It's in the Bible, right?
Sodomy is in the Bible. It's also actually a lot of laws in the United States, the state law.
Yeah.
A lot of them from back in the 50s, 40s, they still have sodomy as a crime.
Yeah, because I know in the state of Georgia, I remember this from years ago. I learned this in high school. In the state of Georgia, oral sex is considered sodomy. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if you police busting your door and you know, gets mad, you can go to jail. So sodomy is not always the booty hole. Just not in Georgia, but anyway. I think Kobe is forgiven. Number one, winning cures a lot. So
this is true.
Let's get that out of the way.
This is true. See Sugar Ray.
Yes.
Ray Lewis.
Kobe is forgiven in some realm, but I think another thing that hurts Kobe is he's compared to Jordan.
Yeah.
And anything like you ever have a debate with someone and you say, oh, well, Kobe has a higher 3-point field goal percentage than Michael Jordan. So he raped that girl in Colorado.
That's true.
Like, what? Where did that come from? We're talking stat for stat. Like, okay, so Kobe's one up in the sodomy category. Like,
and Jordan's one up in the gambling category.
Yeah.
Oh, did I bring that up?
Oh, that didn't happen.
No, he didn't. Because it's only really bad unless you play sports. Oh, wait. Dang, Pete Rose. Sorry for you.
It's crazy. Like, I think that if Kobe was like a center,
yeah,
or a power forward or whatever, and played low post and was compared to like Wilt or something, I think that he would be exonerated of everything. Like, I think everyone
even
would love,
in public.
Yeah. I'm talking about in public, but I think he's hurt, you know, because he's compared to Jordan, just like LeBron.
LeBron
has not done anything wrong, like. Oh, next thing you know, people thought they seen his penis on TV. Oh, he got a small penis. He ain't Jordan. What does that mean? What does it mean?
Yeah. I mean, we forgive, and I think you made an excellent point, is money and media. Because I think we forgive people so much just because they live a life that we want to live.
Yep, idolization.
And we also will be unforgiving with you because of the money that you make. You can be a very rich person, and if you seemingly are doing stuff that they feel like a broke person would do, or a dumb person to do, which makes no sense. Money has no bearings on how you operate and behave. Then you could be unforgiven. I think of somebody like Mike Tyson. People always said Mike Tyson was throwing away money, throwing away money. Well, you name me a boxer that hasn't thrown away money. Exactly. So we can't sit up here and be unforgiving like, oh, but he did this, he did that, and then ignore the fact that, you know, I mean, we can't look at him and say, Mike Tyson went to jail. That's stupid. He make too much money to go to jail. That doesn't make sense to me.
You know, it's funny. I was talking with someone the other day. That the movie Undisputed with Ving Rhames and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
You know, secretly, people, it's not a secret, but people said that that movie was based off of Mike Tyson going to Indiana State Prison.
Wow. I didn't know that.
So it's an old rumor. It's an old rumor.
I mean, when you look at that, does it mean that we can't easily, like, if a movie is made about you, is it less easy to forgive you?
No. I just think that Tyson wasn't popular anymore, and he had become a sideshow for a while.
That's
but
a good
people
point.
Still loved him. But it was, I think the whole ear biting thing is when he went downhill.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's something that nobody forgives Tyson for.
But he was already a sideshow and
That's
was
true.
Already downhill before then.
That's true. So you can be the point of people's jokes, and it almost is like, we won't forgive you because we won't let you let go of that part of your life, even though you won't do anything else.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, like, this person has not done anything wrong. But this is society mindset. Just because this person is not an active NBA player anymore. When Magic Johnson first came out and said he was HIV positive.
Uh-oh, here comes some truth.
Comedians, I saw this documentary, and Arsenio Hall was talking on it. And he was saying that they would go to the Laugh Factory in L.A., and comedians would get up there, and they, you know, telling jokes about Magic, not knowing that he's in the audience. And, you know, talking about, oh, he's going to die soon, whatever the joke was. And people would be outraged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you can even go back 10 years ago. You make a joke about Magic Johnson now, and it's like, oh, my God, it's so funny, you know.
Right.
And it's like, but it was malicious in 1992.
Right. You made an excellent point. No. I can't disagree with that because now it's such a great joke to make. It's almost like we don't take nothing serious these days. But
We take serious what the media makes us take serious.
That's a good point, because I was just going to talk about Ray Rice, who I agree with you because, you know, we pay attention to the sport. Ray Rice doesn't have that much left in the tank.
No.
Can he still play? Yes, but can he be the same player that he was before? No. He doesn't have it anymore.
Unless, I don't know what he looks like, but one thing about Ray, I thought that Ray put on too much weight for his small frame.
Ray Rice. Okay,
yeah.
I can see that.
If he gets back down to 205, I think, you know, I mean, I don't ever want to count nobody out, because if Ricky Williams could do it, it can be done.
Right.
And, you know, if you treat your – the one thing about Ricky Williams, people can talk about him being a weed head and making stupid decisions. That dude kept his body in shape.
He did.
Regardless of how much weed he smoked. He – at times, he looked like he was chiseled out of stone.
Yeah, and that's
so,
why he was able to come back and
right.
still whoop tail on the field.
So, it can be done. I don't know what Ray mindset is. Like, Ricky wanted to go prove that he can still play.
Right.
I don't know what Ray's financial situation is. My assumption would be it would be a solid one. That, like, really, if he really wanted to retire, I believe he could just make some right, you know, do some right things. But is he playing for a check, or is he playing because he want to prove a point?
Right.
Does he want to prove that 2013
Right.
No, screw that. 2012,
yeah.
2013, well, those just bad years.
Yeah.
So it's up to him.
And you're absolutely right. But in the background of that, every time we mention Ray Wright, it's the worst thing that that video came out, because every time you mention Ray Rice, you don't see that play against the Chargers where he converted a 4th and 23 and helped the Ravens make the play.
Ray Rice up the middle.
But you see that picture of him dragging his then fiance. You don't even see the stuff after all the work that he's doing in organizations and his wife being firmly by his side. You don't see those things because the media won't allow you to. However, you know, we ignore the fact that Britt Griner ever did anything.
Yeah.
Trifling.
She got reach on you. You better stop.
Yeah, that's true. And I ain't into having my jaw deflated.
Now, the funny thing about Ray Rice, I was watching someone on a four-letter. I don't remember who it was, but they were asked, because the Cleveland Browns are saying they want to, you know, kick the tires with Ray Rice.
Okay.
And they asked the other personality, hey, what do you think about, you know, Ray Rice going to Cleveland? And they're like, hell no. Like,
really?
Did you just say that? Like, the way you said it on TV was like, what?
Like,
it wasn't even hell no. It was hell no.
That's because we have not let go of that news story.
But the thing of it is, and I say this all the time, people are a visual. This is a visual society.
Yes.
Greg Hardy, Guns, T.I., you know, dump on the bed, Tiny, you know. I'm not saying T.I. and Tiny did that, but I'm just saying, like, you know, remember T.I. got caught with the guns.
Yeah.
But, you know, to dump somebody on the bed full of loaded guns, which one could have went off and shot them in the back or killed them and went through their heart, you never know what the situation could have been. I think that's, both of them are heinous, but.
That's one of the most disgusting domestic violence things that's happened recently.
Even as a man, I'm speaking honest, if I'm in an altercation with someone and they dump me on the slam me on the bed or dump me on the floor or whatever, and there's a whole bunch of guns there, like, once I land, I'm gonna be like, oh man, I hope one don't go off. Like, that's gonna scare me. Like, on the inside, then he better hope I don't grab one.
Exactly.
But that's another story. But you got your head there.
Exactly. And with Greg Hardy, it's almost as though I don't want to say that we've forgiven him because he's still serving his suspension, but it was almost like we hadn't forgiven him as a Panther, but as soon as he became a Cowboy, it was like, it's an old story. And we kind of let it go. It's just weird what we decide to forgive and forget. Now, I want to talk about one guy, and then we want to talk a little bit about Deflate Face, Punchgate. A person that you have always been vocal about, Justin Blackmon.
Mm-hmm.
Does he deserve a second shot? And mind you, before I say that, I do agree with you. We've always said this guy never had that talent to really be a first round pick, first of all, but to really be a number one person on a team. But with Justin Blackmon, I think he's done what he's supposed to do, which is shut up, be quiet, and we don't forget about you.
But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I was just reading something recently about him. I think he's had a couple of relapses.
Has he?
I was just reading something about him where the GM said that I don't think we'll ever see him again because of something that happened. So
now, we'll say if he's still getting in trouble, then yeah, if he's still getting in trouble, you have no future. With Justin Blackmon, man, I mean, if he was quiet as I thought he was, I thought that he deserved a second chance. I mean, he ain't going to be the number one option on that team. They have several wide receivers, but I think he deserves a chance to try out.
Man, I think that if he was in a bigger market, we would know more. So it's kind of vague because of where he's at.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I don't know if you guys ever been to Jacksonville. If you ever see their stadium, nobody cares about them. Their stadium is like in the, like, I am a verbal person when it comes to the Falcons stadium, Georgia Dome, and the Turner Field. They in the hood.
Oh.
They in the hood, and it's horrible looking. Like, it looked like going to a high school field, and you can jump the fence. But,
well, they redid the stadium now.
Well, the last time I saw it was last year.
Yeah, they had the new stadium up and running last year.
They renovated it.
Yeah, they renovated
it. I saw the new lights and all that
stuff. Swimming pool and all that.
I didn't see the swimming pool. I mean, yeah. I ain't never been in it. I've seen it, like, up close.
Yeah, they just got the swimming pool in there, you know, up on, you know.
Bruh.
Ladies swimming.
Click, clack, cop back, because it's in the hood. But
I
get it. My point is,
Wrigley's
like
you know,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not a proponent of him. I don't think he's going to come back.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't really know too much about it. I just remember scrolling through something that I saw when the GM said that he didn't think he was going to come back because of some stuff he still was doing.
Right.
So, but it's Jacksonville.
It's just interesting what we choose to forgive. And we often talk about forgiveness, but and maybe I'm preaching a little bit, but we always forget about that part of forgetting as well. We don't forgive and forget. Because it's hard to forgive when you can keep remembering. And like you said, and you made an excellent point, we remember a lot of stuff because of the media.
Yeah.
I mean, we can, I'm just throwing out somebody. We talked earlier about Kobe Bryant. We cannot think nothing about what Kobe Bryant did in 2003, mind you, well over 10 years. And if ESPN, you know, wants to do an outside the line on where this girl is now, for the next year, of Kobe's final year in the career, in the NBA, hopefully.
They'll do it when he retires.
When he retires, yeah.
They won't do it while he's still active because they know he's hot. They need his positive heat.
Yeah.
But when they ain't got that, hey, that you notice right now, this is a boring time in sports.
It is.
This would be a good OT, what is it, outside the line.
Yeah.
good OTL story.
You right. So, you know, you think about it, something like that.
He sodomized me. It was blood everywhere.
Blood and feces.
Shout out to Coach War.
Man, let's move on. We talked about a little blood. Let's talk about Deflategate. Mr. Geno Smith, come on down to the front of the Kingdom Hall. We want to talk to you. Sir, Marlon Copeland, what do you think about this? I mean, first of all, this is the... We talked last week about fighting.
Right.
And we've seen two, you know, major news stories on fighting, one involving Cam Newton and a cornerback.
Looked like he won.
Yeah. And now we have this, who Geno, all 212 pounds, decided to fight this African 254 pounds.
Looked like he lost.
Wait, did you see the Instagram picture? He was like, I'll be back.
Was that, like, did he shoot that?
He shot that. That was a selfie.
I'm saying after the fact?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know. His jaw was kind of straight.
Yeah, he didn't look swollen.
I mean, he might have put his jaw in place and, like, taped it or something so he can take that picture.
I don't think that was him.
I mean,
I think it was an old selfie.
So just to let you guys know, fill you guys in, unless you've been under the rock, Geno Smith and I just forgot his name just that quick.
Impala.
Something like that. They got the fight in the locker room. I don't even want to call it a fight. Supposedly, there was a one punch thrown. It just went the way of towards Geno's jaw. Geno's jaw is broken. He will be out for 6 to 10 weeks. If you don't know how important that is, that means he's going to miss at least 6 games of the regular season. At least. When I first heard this story, everybody was like, oh, look at this sucker punch, this sucker punch, this sucker punch. I said, first of all, what grown man sucker punches someone else unless World Star is involved? And then, second of all, I was
thought
like,
his teammates are slipping.
And this is my second point. This is happening.
Somebody recorded
this. This is happening in the locker room.
Somebody recorded that.
And I was like, why is this happening in the locker room? And then I said, so you mean to tell me your starting quarterback got to fighting with somebody who's fighting to stay on the team, breaks his jaw, and this guy gets to walk off scot-free? So either y'all are terrified of this man,
or y'all don't like
Geno.
Oh, that's obvious. I think that Geno is not well-received.
Why do you think that? Besides the fact that, you know, he plays like trash.
He plays like Geno. Yep. Geno means, like, if I got to take a dump, I need to take a Geno. So that's what Geno means. I think that this is my perspective on Geno. I remember watching him at West Virginia one game, and I've told this story 100 times.
Yes.
And
you even proved it to me.
I remember watching this one game where he, you know, this is right in his Heisman height. And it was like one of the worst games he had ever played. Matter of fact, he failed. He wasn't even mentioned in the Heisman race anymore after this game. I think he threw like 4 or 5 interceptions this game. He was belligerent on the sidelines. He cussed everybody out. He just totally went off on everybody. And if I'm not mistaken, you can hear cuss words. And I remember watching that game because I wanted to see what the hype was about him. And that was the one game I watched him. And I remember saying to myself, he will never be a pro NFL quarterback. And he proved it to me. He's been proving it to me ever since. And he was all pouting with the doo-doo face in the draft room or whatever. And
yeah.
It's like, dude, like, I think that he's been entitled and he feels privileged.
And, definitely does.
And, you know, like, you're not Aaron Rodgers. Like, I knew Aaron Rodgers should have been drafted higher than what he was. I knew Tom Brady should have been drafted higher than what he was. Because I watched Tom Brady just like I watched you. And you not even a second-round pick.
Yeah.
And I don't mean any disrespect. But
No, there's no disrespect here. There's no disrespect at all. Geno Smith was a product of teams needing a quarterback. That's all that was.
They don't have their franchise quarterback.
No.
They don't.
No. Closest thing is Bryce Petty.
Yes.
Rookie. He needs to learn to be not in a spread offense.
Yes. You won't see Bryce Petty for it. I mean, unless his growth, learning curve accelerates,
right.
But you won't see him for another two or three years.
Right.
But, he won't be the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I
Fitzpatrick is not the guy.
I would call Brett Favre. you laughing.
You going to give him free text messages while he's there?
Man, Brett can have whatever he wants. Dude, I'm telling you, I would call Brett. I would call San Diego to see the availability of Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
And, who else is out there?
I'll call Kirk Cousins. And I don't even like – I think Kirk Cousins has proven that he's not a franchise quarterback.
I would call for RG3 before I call for Kirk Cousins.
That too.
And I would call – man, what quarterback is dead? I would call Jesus and just ask him, can you just like – just for 12 games, just reincarnate him for me. Just put him in Geno's body.
They need to be calling the Falcons and asking if T.J. Yates is available.
Correct.
Do you have DJ Shockley number anymore? it's funny that and you brought this point out once the story broke. You said they're in a better position now than they was. I mean, from what I heard, the only people that have said Geno Smith has had a good camp are the people that are his teammates. Other than that, everybody I heard said he doesn't look like he's progressed.
And they have to say that.
Yeah.
Teammates have to be politically correct, you know. I mean, like, look at Brandon Marshall. Now all this stuff coming out about him and Jay Cutler not getting along and how much they don't like each other and they used to like each other and the girlfriends or wives or whatever. Okay. You know, if all this coming out now, we know how vocal Brandon Marshall can be, although he is a lot more mature now.
Yes.
If all that could be said about Jay Cutler, you know what? I would call Chicago about Jay Cutler. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Brandon, hey, you may not want him. Let me, because y'all, the Bears are dysfunctional. If I'm Todd Bowles, the Bears are dysfunctional. Give me a shot to work with you and Jay. Anything over Geno. Geno, dude, I would take a college sophomore over Geno Smith right now. He is by far who was that quarterback I used to always say was the worst quarterback I had ever seen?
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith. He is worse than a young Alex Smith.
This is true. This is true.
Dude, I would take Johnny Manziel over Geno.
Geno or Jamarcus Russell?
Jamarcus Russell.
Ooh, Jesus.
You know why? Because at least if I can get some big old brutes on that offensive line and give Jamarcus a little bit of time, he can get that ball down the field.
This is true.
I don't know what Geno can do.
I want to go back to something.
I would get Troy Aikman, current state, over Geno. I'd take Roger Staubach over Geno.
You'll take Frank Gifford.
I would take Frank Gifford 3 days before he died over Geno.
Good cleanup.
That means he probably was sick, wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
I would kick those ties. I'm sorry.
I'm with you.
The slander is real.
Geno hasn't played well. He hasn't proven anything. I remember last year, I had hopes for him last year because I thought that they had put, I thought Rex Ryan had tried to put as much around him to make him successful. And when training camp started, and he immediately looked to Vic and said, I ain't giving you no number seven. This is my team. I said, Geno ain't never going to be good.
You know on Family Guy, what's that housekeeper, Consuela?
Yeah.
No.
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 Geno is...
No,
dude.
Oh my God, no, please, don't. No, don't do this to me. No, every time I do this, you do this.
Bro, I would call Jeff George. You are laughing. I would call Jeff George.
June Jones, Jeff George?
I would call Jeff George. Dude, I would call Archie Manning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. I would call Ryan Leaf, and he in jail.
Is Ryan Leaf in jail?
Yeah, he's still in jail. Prison, matter of fact, not jail.
What's his name? Did you take, what's his name? Kinjana? What was his name? He played with,
Keely Smith?
No, yeah, Keely Smith.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the real thing.
Bro, I would take Braxton Miller, and he just changed to wide receiver. Because of his shoulder messed up.
What's let's call him Eric Crouch.
I would take Eric Crouch. I want somebody to tell me a quarterback that Geno. I would take Tim Tebow over Geno.
Absolutely.
Name me a quarterback that Geno is better than historically. I mean, it could be like, dude, I'm telling you, I'm probably dating myself. This dude played baseball. I would take the one-arm pitcher, Jim Abbott, over Geno Smith.
Oh, my goodness.
Drew Henson over Geno Smith.
I actually like Drew Henson. Wow, you might be right. It's been a long time since I've seen somebody this horrible.
Billy Joe Tolliver over Geno Smith. I take both Billy Joe. What is it, Billy Joe? No, that's Bobby Avery. I take what Bobby Avery wasn't that bad.
Bobby Avery was good.
Yeah.
Man, that's tough. I mean, Gina, but
I would take a young John Gruden.
But they put their faith in him.
Okay, and you know what? Woody Johnson is an old guy, the owner.
Yeah.
He wants to see a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He gonna die before he get that Super Bowl. If you putting your faith in Geno, he gonna die. If you was to ask me to make odds, and if I had to put money on Woody dying first or Geno winning the Super Bowl, I'm gonna put my money on Woody.
Well, I'm gonna tell you the good part about this for the Jets, and this has less to do with his injury as much as you can tell that people, not to say they're okay with what happened.
They are.
But they don't have a problem with what happened. Because even Tomlin, what is it, Tomlin? No.
Bowles.
Not Tomlin. Bowles. I'm sorry. All black coaches don't look alike. Todd Bowles said, if Ryan Fitzpatrick plays well enough, then even when Geno comes back, he's not getting that spot back. It's almost like they are like, is a blessing in the sky. I'm sorry. Think about it. This is Atlanta. Now, I'm not even going to touch Atlanta because we know that Matt Ryan's a franchise quarterback.
Right.
If this was Cincinnati, and Andy Dalton,
I would take him over Geno.
Got punched in the face by somebody who barely making the team, a special teamer. That special teamer will walk out of that locker room limping.
Yep.
Hurt, bruised, bloodied.
Yeah.
This guy walks out normal.
I'm gonna tell you like this: it wouldn't even have even gotten to that point because offensive linemen. Matter of fact, the entire offense are very protective.
Yes.
I mean, this is even in high school.
Yes.
They are very protective of the quarterback. Like, if you ever, and I've seen this, you run up on a quarterback even in high school.
Yeah. Oh, you ready for a brawl.
Yeah. I would say a quick story. Like, in high school I went to, he wasn't our quarterback. I won't say no names, but the star player, one of the low-level players on the team, hit the kid in the and I'm old, so you know back in the day we used to take the weights and tie them up with the little, what's that little black thing to keep the weights in place? They don't do
right,
that
right,
anymore.
Right, the little clamp.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he took the clamp and punched our star player in the head, bust his head open.
Oh wow!
So the football team beat him up and knocked his eye out of his socket.
Oh my god!
Nastiest thing I ever seen in my life. And I literally saw this man eye hanging off his cheek.
Oh god!
And I mean, you know, that just lets you know how protective you are of your star players and your quarterback. So that one even had ever happened. Yeah,
oh, Jesus!
I put my hand on the Bible with that one. He actually sued the school. He sued Fulton County. It was amazing that no one lost their job behind it. Some people had to transfer, but he won some money. It took about 10 years because they battling for a long time, but he won some money. I saw him a couple years ago, drove up in a Mercedes.
Still got the money.
Yeah, he got a glass eye too, but he's straight.
Show me the money!
Yeah, It goes college everywhere. You touch that quarterback unnecessarily, and you got a fight on your hands.
Bro, I would take Tommy Maddox over Geno Smith. I would call Dan Fouts. Y'all don't understand how bad I think this kid is. I think Geno is the worst quarterback in NFL history.
He's not progressed, not one bit. But I just want to stay on this point because I think it's important for people to know. I've been hearing a lot of people say there's no reason that anybody should put their hands on someone. While I agree with that, I say you pay attention not to what's being said, but to what happened.
We don't know what the buildup was.
Well, supposedly.
No, I know the story, yeah, but we don't know what was said.
Well, like, for the people that don't know,
okay,
supposedly, you know, the story is, this guy asked that Geno Smith come to his football camp.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? You've seen him play. Anyway.
I know, right? Don't you want more kids to make it to the NFL?
No kid's going to be like, who's coming? Who's coming? Is that the turd from South Park?
He'll be like, oh, no, I got to play in the XFL. No.
He hate me.
I would take him over Geno. So, and he a wide receiver.
So the story is, really quick, that Geno flaked out. He said he didn't even tell him he wasn't
good
coming.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Oh, he did tell him he wasn't coming.
Good. One of his best friends died in a motorcycle accident.
Okay. So the guy says, I need the money.
I'm going to take his best friend. I'm sorry. That was mean. That was mean. That was mean.
So the guy says, hey, you need to give me the $600 back for I paid for the plane ticket and all that. And I know for people that say, well, he got money, he in the NFL. Listen.
He's fringe.
He's a fringe player. He making thousands. Like, him paying for a first-round quarterback's ticket means something. So this guy wanted his money back. They said that
second
they...
Second round. Don't ever say.
Well, second round. He was almost first round. But... I mean, hey, he was drafted high in the second round.
I know.
My point is, let me finish the story. The man said he'd take his dead friend off it. So supposedly, they went back and forth. Eventually, Geno said, okay, you know what? I'll give you the $600. Time has gone by. Geno has not given this man his $600. Supposedly, the guy comes to him, confronts Gino, says, hey, man, can I get that $600? Gino, probably trying to make a spectacle of the guy, says, I'm not giving you nothing. Supposedly, put his finger in his face. That's when dude hauled off a haymaker, broke his jaw. Now, in that whole story, everybody's saying, nobody deserves to get hit. I said, first and foremost, you don't put your hands in the grown man's face. You don't do it.
Most women can't even get away with it.
Thank you.
Hey.
I don't believe in hitting women, but this is just real talk.
It wouldn't get past Brittany Griner. And that's the first thing. The second thing is, when you owe people money and they need that money, all right, people fight every day over that. People fight every day over borrowing $40. What makes you think that this man ain't going to be ready to fight over $600 after you told him you're going to give it to him? I'm just saying, I'm not giving him an excuse. I'm saying these are the things that happen. Now, regardless of the fact, both those reasons are petty to me. If a petty fight happens with your starting quarterback, everybody should be ready to fight for you. Nobody fought this guy. Not one, not a offensive lineman, not a coach, not a nobody. Nobody. Brandon Marshall, we know he crazy. He didn't step up. Nobody. Well, first of all, we don't know who was in the locker room, but I heard for a fact people was in the locker room.
And they say he hit him, knocked him down, and they say he got up and just walked away.
You tell me Geno Smith is light. I don't see how anybody can say that. He's not light.
There's no way.
Nobody likes him. That's not going to happen in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger. It's not going to happen.
Ooh.
That ain't happened with Ben Roethlisberger.
No, I was just thinking. We talk about second chance. He's been giving out. He's like a cat.
He on his fourth chance.
Yeah.
All right. It's not going to happen with, of course, Tom Brady. It's not going to happen even with, not Andrew Luck. Good gracious. I don't know why my mind is going blank right now. Can't think of the guy.
I would take Tom Brady's father over Geno Smith.
Division. What's the guy that just came from the Patriots going to Houston? Big talk. Ryan Mallett.
That's
not even happening to Ryan Mallett.
Nope. I would take Gino Toretta. Actually, that's a quarterback's name.
Oh, is it? Gino Toretta?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, okay.
You won a Heisman Trophy. But, yeah, they both got the same name. I would take Gino Toretta, the car driver, and the quarterback.
Oh, Jesus. So, I want people to pay attention to that.
I take Paul Walker.
This man is not light. I guarantee you a bunch of people may have said, ooh, and didn't budge, and probably said, well. My problem with saying all this, and I'm going to go to you, Marla, because I want to talk to you, because you grew up the same way that I grew up. And we're both men. Like, not like, you know, we are men.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do anything that could get you swung on unless you expect the consequences of getting swung on. Let me repeat that or rephrase it. As men, you don't do anything and not expect that there could be physical consequences to your actions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why men don't walk up on other men and put their fingers in their face, because you don't know whether or not you're going to get punched out for that. You don't know. That's why we be careful with, well, I don't know about you, but when I'm in the club or when I used to be in the club and I step on someone's tennis shoes,
I do something.
I say, hey, my bad. Sorry. Calm down. You know why? Because we know something could jump off over those tennis shoes.
Yeah.
I think the people that are not men, and I'm talking about Gino, who are not respected as men, they operate as though nothing's going to happen to them. And people like that get their jaw broken. I'm sorry. That's just truth. Tell me if I'm wrong or not. Or if I'm looking at that wrong because their NFL is different.
No, I mean, it's like I always say, professional sports is a job just like our jobs. Like whether it's radio, whatever you do for a living, it's the same thing, you know. Me personally, I'm 36. Gino's like 12 years younger than me. I don't know what he is, but, you know, even at the age I'm at now, I don't care. If somebody's that pissed off with me, I'm trying to rectify it or either stay away from it. I don't want to fight. I'm old. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it's crazy. Like, I just, it really shows that he does not have a grasp of the locker room. It shows that that his teammates do not believe in him on or off the field.
Yes.
I mean, let me tell you, it could have been Geno, the linebacker, and a kicker in a room.
Yeah.
And if they got into it like that, even the kicker would have sacrificed himself for Geno if it was that serious.
Yep.
And, you know, Geno should have been paid that man back that money.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think, in my personal opinion, I don't think that the altercation came about because of the money. I think it was the principle behind the money.
It's always
anytime somebody keeps shunning you, like, hey, I got you, leave me alone, you know. And that's the way, from what I'm hearing, that's the way it kind of came off, like, hey, I got you, man. Like, quit tripping, dude, you know, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that young man, you know, if you make six figures, $600 probably is not, it's not a killer to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, would you like to have it in your pocket? Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you keep getting shunned and this person is belittling you, hey, you're going to break his jaw.
And plus, I always say, you stand by your word. If you say you're going to do something, then you have to do it. As a man, you have to do that. Or else, you may have to experience this. I can't reiterate enough that men operate the way we operate with other men. We respect each other's manhood enough to know that something could jump off. And a lot of times, that's where a lot of our respect comes from. Not from a fear, but from a, you know what, I don't feel like fighting today, so my bad. You know, I don't feel like fighting, so here's that $600, or let me get it to you tomorrow. But there's just things that you don't do. You don't mush a man, you don't slap him, you don't call him a B-A-N, P-A-N. You don't disrespect them just because, it's not like, not to say that women don't fight, you know, i.e. Brittany Griner. But the way that men operate, we don't do too much talking. After a little while of talking, well, go ahead and stand up. Let's just go ahead and handle this physically.
Right. Bro, I'm taking Jason Garrett.
Did you say Jason Garrett, man?
I'm taking Jason Garrett. What's his name? Kubiak. He's a former quarterback.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. You taking Randall L?
Yes.
Slash.
Yes. Taking everybody.
The Portia Williams version of Slash?
Yep. Bro, you know, you know, people was making fun of Jared Lorenzen on Twitter and all that stuff.
I think he could play better than him.
Yes! I think he's better than Geno. He just looked like, what's his name? The Ryan brother? Rob Ryan? He just looked like him. But, yeah.
I'm just saying, I know that NN Polly messed up. He deserved to get released. I'm sorry, he just did. But I'm not going to sit up here and act like Enan Polly didn't have a reason.
And I believe if Geno didn't have a multi-year contract, he would have been released.
Ooh-ooh.
I don't care what Todd Bowles said. He said the right thing on, you know, in the conference. Not the conference, but the interview. But I think he would have been released, too. I mean, they got a decent amount of money invested in him.
Matter of fact, that leads us right into our For the People segment. You know, that's a segment where you, the people, get to ask us any question that you like. We will answer it on the spot. There's a question that actually deals with the last statement that you said. But before we go to that, we always have to go to our sponsor of this segment, 4-8 Media.
Calling all independent and unsigned artists, producers, DJs, models, and photographers. Do you want to gain more exposure? Need to build a buzz? Then check out 4-8 Media and submit to be featured on 4-8media.com. Send your request to info@4-8media.com. That's F-O-U-R, the number 8, media.com. You can also find 4-8 Media on Facebook and Twitter. Just search the number 4, E-I-G-H-T, Media. 4-8 Media.
And again, that's 4-8 Media, brought to you by CityBoySouth.com, CityBoySouth.com.
I would take City Boy South over Geno Smith.
Sean, our boy from Facebook, and again, a lot of our questions come from Facebook via our 4 Home Field Advantage Sports Trash Talk page. You can join group. And actually, look out for that page. Marlon did an excellent post about the top five players from each NBA team by position.
By position.
By position. Keyword, by position.
Ooh, now, so, they don't hear that, though.
So go ahead. Request to be on that group. Again, that's the number 4, Home Field Advantage Sports Trash Talk on Facebook. Sean Russell asked us. Matter of fact, I'm going to let Marlon read it because it needs to be read exactly how it's written.
You sure?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, Sean Russell says, even though that ass whooping was a punishment enough, do you think the Jets should discipline Geno for his role in Deflate Jawgate?
He said Deflated Jawgate.
Deflated Jawgate, I'm sorry.
That is funny. I will go on record as saying no, they shouldn't, because it's going to reflect bad on the Jets. Like, the media would get on the Jets. That's just because of how PR is.
But why?
What?
Why would they get on the Jets?
You have a person who's the victim, who we love. We love our victims in today's media.
Yeah.
And, I mean, think about it. They tried to bring Richie Incognito's whole world down to the ground.
Yeah, but the caveat to this is the report of Geno putting his hand in this man's face seems stronger than the other one. That's number one.
This
number
is
two.
True. This is true.
And number two, Todd Bowles, this is his first year as coach. So he gets an olive branch to do whatever he wants to do this first year.
He black.
He gets an olive branch to do whatever he do. If he cut Geno, who you think going to cry up there?
That's true. That's true. But the media will crucify him. I'm not talking about from a people standpoint.
I don't think so.
I think they will.
I think they. I don't think he would be praised. I don't think he would be crucified. I think it would just be another day in the office. They don't like Geno up there.
I will put it like this. For me, Sean, my statement is I don't think the Jets should discipline Geno. I think they should allow this to work itself out. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a good backup quarterback. You don't have to worry about Geno taking the job away from him. Just let it play out. It's going to play out.
And my answer would be, I would patch him up and release him. And because you can't go around being...
I won't release him until later on in the season.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, I would release him right then and there. I would have put out there what he did, and, you know, I would have put out there that it wasn't a sucker punch. I would have put the real out there.
Because I don't think it was a sucker punch.
I don't either. It sounded like they were face-to-face. They were talking, and Geno put his hand in the man's face, and the man said, hey, boom.
And that's not a sucker punch.
So, yeah, I think that I would fix his jaw and release him. Because you got to think about it. This is what, year two for him, right? Year three.
Year three.
So this is year three for him.
Could be year four, but I believe it's year three.
He has not progressed at all. Now,
No. He knows how to make a handoff now. When he first, he couldn't even do that.
Well, if I'm Todd Bowles, I'm looking at him. I mean, let's be honest. Let's look back and say, what has this man did to show progression, whether it was up on the Rex Ryan or anywhere? He wasn't that good at West Virginia. I mean, he was good the previous years, but the year that counted, he was not good.
He was not that good.
So what has he done in the past 6 years to show that you are worthy of a starting position?
Right. Nothing.
Why keep him?
That's why I say, I mean, I do think that this is an out. I don't think that they should discipline him as in suspension or anything like that, but I will just let it play out. Ryan Fitzpatrick, give him until week 4.
I fix it, y'all.
By week 4, I'm going to be like, Ryan Fitzpatrick doing a good enough job. I'm firing you.
And he's going to do a good job because he got, let me tell you, what I like, and this is the crazy thing. They brought in Brandon Marshall, who still got a lot of gas in the tank.
Yes, he does.
And now you slide Decker to the second slot, and Decker, maybe even third. I don't know, but wherever you want to put Decker, you're taking pressure off him as number one. Because Lord knows,
yes, you are.
That GM should have been fired. As soon as that contract was signed, for Decker as a number one, you should have fired him.
Absolutely.
So, hey, now Decker gets to be Decker. You can put him all over the field. You can line him up in like a tight end, or you can do whatever you want to with him. Because Brandon Marshall's there, and they got it's another guy there. But anyway,
it's another guy. I like the man. I hate that I can't remember these guys' name, but it will come to me. Football season is upon us.
It's the Jets.
It's the tight end. I can't remember his name, but they have a decent enough tight end.
But they got pieces there.
Yeah.
And,
enough for Ryan Fitzpatrick to be able to put up some numbers.
He's going
to
do good.
He's going to lose you some games, but he's going to win you a lot. And if that defense is anything what
I
Todd
think he's
Bowles
gonna win.
Wants,
I think he's going to win more than he lose.
I believe that because that defense, Todd Bowles and that defense and the talent that's there, I don't think there's going to be a drop-off there.
I don't either. And I think it's an improvement because I'm sorry. I want somebody to tell me I'm wrong about Geno.
Yeah. I will take Reggie I'm sorry. Shout out to Reggie.
I would take Steve Walsh, the former Miami quarterback, Miami Hurricane quarterback, Dallas Cowboy quarterback. Oh, I would take Quincy Carter.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
I would take Quincy Carter while he done tooted powder over Geno.
That's a shame. I think the only person I wouldn't take over Geno is Marcus Vick.
I would take Marcus Vick.
You are out of your
over
mind.
Geno.
Oh, hell no!
You know why I would take Marcus over Geno?
Why is that?
Because I ain't never seen Marcus play at the NFL level.
This is true.
I would at least give him the opportunity. He might wind up being like Geno, but I at least give him. I done seen what Geno could do at the NFL level. I ain't never seen what Marcus could do. They brought him in as a wide receiver.
And matter of fact, well, he has proven that he cannot take any kind of hit. Not a hit on the field, not a
Ooh.
Hit in the locker room. Geno.
Oh, yeah.
He done been in. Geno ain't about that life, man. You should go sell insurance.
Unbreakable. What you think they call me, Mr. Glass? And D-Mud talking crazy like they jaw broke.
So we're going to thank Sean Russell. That was an excellent question. It will be interesting to see how this unfolds, but I think this is the last that you will see of Geno Smith. Playing quarterback for the New York Jets.
I got to look in college and see who's out there, who's going to be available, or see what veterans are going to become available. Because I think they kind of want to go with Bryce Petty. I think they want to give him a chance to learn.
Give him time.
But now, they can't be stupid if they lose, and it's a top-notch quarterback there. I think they'll draft that quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I like Bryce Petty. I liked him.
This was good. I'm not saying he's going to be what everybody thinks he's going to be, but pay attention to the Auburn quarterback. I cannot remember his name.
Who, Cam?
No, but he's built like Cam.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He's
I
built
don't
like
know his
Cam.
Name
so, hey, it's a lot of ways that they can go, man. Boys, they got to do something.
Hit me like that again. I know something.
Geno Smith, he ain't with it. Boy walking around with his face looking like the Sons of Anarchy.
His lips look like a butthole. Like, you see how tight they be?
He said, I'll be back. No, you won't. God blessing, God willing, you won't. Man, that's our show for today. Of course, we end our show with the final four thoughts. Marlon Copeland, we're going to start with you. What is your final four thoughts for this week?
Hey, man, my final four thoughts for this week is the NBA starting five, greatest starting five for each team. Via position, before people try to come back at me, and I'm a very, very open person. I do not mind admitting when I'm wrong, but understand the rules before you start throwing names out. And I am actually going to do a reaction video next week, and that will be up. And Adam, also been talking about doing some other videos like that, similar to that, because this is not going to be the only thing that we do, but, hey, I cannot believe that some people really wanted to put B.J. Armstrong and Bill Paxton, whatever his name, Jim, whatever the
oh,
Paxton
yeah.
boy, over Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Hell has no fear over a whining woman scorned.
Oh, Jesus.
What did he do to people?
Disappointed them. That was it.
B.J. Armstrong?
He's a disappointment. I'm not going to disrespect B.J. Armstrong, but y'all can't disrespect
No, I'm
Derrick
saying
Rose.
Over Derrick Rose. Yeah. And then you can't disrespect Charles Amari Stoudemire's tenure
right.
with them over Charles' 4 years.
Right. I agree.
But, hey.
Totally agree, man. My final four for this week, man, is cancer. Can't stand you? Screw you. So everybody that's fighting cancer, I salute y'all, man. Especially you, April. You know who you are. Keep fighting, girl, because you make me want to keep fighting. Man, that's our show for today. Rashad will be back next week. Again, we have big announcement coming. Stay tuned. It will be a nice build-up, and it's something that we're doing for you. I promise you, we are doing something bigger and better. Find us on Twitter at the number 4HF Advantage. You can find us on Facebook for Home Field Advantage Sports Trash Talk. You can also find our fan page for Home Field Advantage Sports Talk. You can find our sports blog, for the number 4, homefieldadvantage.sportsblog.com. There will be YouTube videos coming soon, so go find us on YouTube for Home Field Advantage. Find us on Google Plus as well. This is the show. This is the sports talk, the way that you talk sports. We appreciate you for joining us. Gino, we'll see you later, man. Hopefully we won't see you no more. Unemployment line, maybe. Bye.
I take Burt Reynolds over.